Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of AI Unchained. I'm your host, Jack, and joining me is the ever insightful Core. How's it going, Core?
It's going great, Jack. Ready to tackle another exciting week of tech, business, and a sprinkle of political drama?
Absolutely. We have a fascinating lineup today, from groundbreaking AI advancements to the latest in Web 3.0, and of course, a little spice from the world of politics.
Right. And let's not forget those notable business moves shaking up the market. It's never a dull moment in the world of tech and innovation.
Speaking of which, did you catch the latest on that massive AI funding round? It's like Silicon Valley's printing money these days.
Oh, I did. It's insane how some of these startups are getting more investment than small countries' GDPs. But hey, before we dive in, we should give a shout out to our listeners tuning in from around the globe.
Yes, big thanks to all our listeners, whether you're commuting, working out, or just sipping your morning coffee. Your support keeps us going, and we love hearing from you.
Indeed. And for our new listeners, welcome to the AI Unchained community. Buckle up, because we've got quite the journey ahead.
All right, let's kick off with our first topic. The world of AI has seen some incredible advancements this past week. Core, what's caught your eye?
Oh, where do I start? There's this one project that's using AI to basically reimagine urban planning. Think smart cities, but on steroids. It's almost like SimCity, but real.
Huh. SimCity for actual urban planners. I wonder how many people would volunteer to live in a city designed by an algorithm.
As long as it has fewer traffic jams than my current city, I'm in.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Coming up next, we'll discuss that and more, so stay tuned, folks. AI Unchained is just getting started. All right, Core, let's dive into this. I can't help but find it amusing that we've got a browser extension on one hand costing $3.99 for iOS and free on Android with ads or $1.99 to remove ads, while Bitcoin miners are struggling post the latest halving. It's like comparing apples to Bitcoin mining rigs.
Haha, indeed. The Forest extension, for those who might not know, is a tool for helping you stay focused. You grow virtual trees for staying off distracting websites, a completely different ecosystem if you ask me. You get to nurture virtual plants for a couple of bucks, but oh boy, Bitcoin miners, their trees are burning money.
Absolutely. The 2024 halving really tightened the screws on Bitcoin miners. You have these big public mining companies barely scraping by just from mining alone. Now they're scrambling into AI and HPC, trying to find alternative revenue streams to stay afloat. Which makes sense, but can you imagine the sheer chaos behind those boardroom decisions?
Right? These miners are like, remember when we just had to turn our rigs on and let them print money? Now they're repurposing their power and cooling infrastructures for AI and HPC tasks. It's fascinating, but also a sign of the times. They're heading into entirely different verticals just to keep the lights on and fans running.
Yeah, and it's all because the Bitcoin block rewards, the amount of Bitcoin miners earn per block, got halved, squeezing their margins. I wonder what's more frustrating. Fighting the increasing difficulty in mining or keeping up with the energy costs. It's like running on a treadmill with the speed constantly increasing.
And let's not forget the volatility of Bitcoin's price itself. Miners might stash away their Bitcoin hoping for future gains, but with the prices swinging, their balance sheets end up looking like roller coasters at times. The amount they have mined could sometimes drop in value faster than you can say crypto winter.
Meanwhile, looking at the broader picture, the Ethereum upgrades slated for 2026, like the Glamsterdam fork, are gearing up to take Ethereum's transaction processing to a whole new level. Perfect parallel processing sounds like fancy tech, but it simply means running multiple transactions at the same time without them bumping into each other.
That's going to be wild. I mean, if Ethereum can genuinely scale up to 10,000 transactions per second, it's set to revolutionize its entire ecosystem. Picture this. Smoother operations for DeFi, more efficient gas usage, and, ultimately, more power to developers and users alike. But we're still talking about mid-2026 here, so don't hold your breath just yet.
And we've got the good old Dogecoin drama, with Elon Musk tying it to US politics and causing the Doge community all sorts of headaches. It's like watching a meme go corporate, but without benefiting financially as much as they hoped. Doge's price roller coaster seems to be crazier than the Bitcoin miners' challenges.
The whole Dogecoin saga is another level of absurdity, but with a silver lining. Despite all the controversy and corporate interest, it's positioning itself as more than just a speculative asset. The Doge community may actually find some validation and utility from all these corporate partnerships and initiatives.
While the crypto market's dealing with these seismic shifts, it's a real treat to see how Ethereum and Dogecoin navigate their respective paths. Ethereum preparing for structural improvements and Dogecoin caught in Musk's whirlwind, both reflecting the dynamic nature of crypto space. These old schools of thought are being swapped for new and unpredictable chaos.
Exactly. From focusing apps and browser extensions to the pressures on Bitcoin miners and the reshaping of Ethereum, the tech and crypto world sure keeps us on our toes. Whether it's growing virtual trees or mining at breakneck efficiency, we're witnessing an era of unprecedented evolution.
So, continuing on our discussion about the future of AI and its implications, I saw something really fascinating recently. There's this huge block list circulating the web now that aims to filter out AI-generated content from image search engines like Google, DuckDuckGo, and Bing.
Oh yes, I've heard about that. It's a real game changer. The block list is supposed to help users clean up their search results by filtering out tons of AI-generated images, right?
Exactly. The list is manually curated and contains over 1,000 sites. You can use tools like uBlock Origin or uBlacklist to integrate it and filter your search results.
Hold up, let's break this down for our listeners. Some might be thinking, why would anyone want to block AI-generated content? Isn't that stuff generally good?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. While AI-generated content can be impressive, it's also responsible for a ton of data pollution. There's a rising concern about the authentically sourced content getting buried under the endless streams of AI-generated material.
Ah, that makes sense. It's almost like trying to find a needle in a haystack where the haystack just keeps growing. By filtering out AI-generated content, users can ensure they're seeing more genuine, human-created images and information.
Precisely. Plus, anyone worried about AI content dominating their search results can use this block list to have a better, more focused browsing experience.
So, how does one go about using this block list with uBlock Origin or uBlacklist? Is it complicated?
Not too bad. Let me give a quick rundown. If you're using uBlock Origin, first, make sure you have the extension installed on your browser. Head over to the extension settings, go to the Filter Lists tab, and you can import the block list URL directly. It's pretty straightforward. Just copy and paste the URL into the Filter Lists section.
Don't forget to apply changes afterward, or you'll sit there wondering why nothing happened.
Good point, Core. And for uBlacklist, which is also available for most common browsers, it's a similar process. You go into the settings, look for the subscription tab, and then you can add the block list URL there too.
You make it sound so easy, Jack, and the benefits are clear. But do you think this will actually help mainstream users, or are we looking at a niche solution here?
Honestly, I think it could go mainstream pretty quickly. As people become more aware of AI and its impact on their day-to-day browsing, tools like these offer a straightforward way to control their experience. It's empowerment through a few clicks.
Yeah, we've seen how features like ad blockers quickly gained traction once users realized they could improve their internet experience with minimal effort. It could be similar with AI block lists.
Exactly. Speaking of AI and its pervasive nature, have you heard about the security vulnerabilities in LangChain? It's been quite the topic among developers.
Oh man, LangChain. It's one of those pivotal AI frameworks that's used pretty widely. Turns out, there's a core vulnerability in its serialization functions that could potentially allow arbitrary code execution. It's a bit technical, but essentially, malicious actors could exploit these to a huge extent.
Right? And the kicker? It's not just a flaw in some obscure add-on or community package. This is deep in the core functionalities, meaning the blast radius is massive given how extensively LangChain is deployed.
It's such a prime example of the importance of security in AI development. One flaw and your entire framework could be up for grabs. The development community really needs to emphasize safer defaults and rigorous testing.
Exactly, Core. It's also a reminder of how critical it is for organizations to understand their AI framework's trust boundaries. The potential for people to shape LLM outputs to trigger vulnerabilities is pretty alarming.
Speaking of trust boundaries, the idea of having more fine-tuned control over our AI tools and frameworks is where the future is headed. If everyone paid more attention to the implications and governance around AI, we could avoid a lot of these headaches.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about building visibility and comprehensive risk assessment into our AI stack. Possibly then, we won't be caught off guard by these vulnerabilities popping out of nowhere.
Here's hoping. We're entering a new era where AI's role in society is solidifying, and with it comes the responsibility to handle its power cautiously and intelligently.
Well said, Core. It's exciting, but requires meticulous oversight. All right, what's on our radar next in this wild world of tech and business?
Next, let's dive into the implications of AI and blockchain in decentralized finance. Things are getting spicy there too.
Lead the way. So, jumping back in, we've been discussing these policies for approved frameworks, versions, and configurations. And you know, Core, it's really fascinating how this space is evolving, especially with the introduction of ClearSpace. They seem to be tackling some pretty major issues around our digital diets.
Absolutely, Jack. I mean, the idea of building technology that protects human attention as effectively as social media exploits it, it's pretty revolutionary. Think about it. Every swipe, every notification, that's all designed to suck us in. But if someone's working to reverse that, I'm all ears.
Right. It's almost like they're developing the digital equivalent of a healthy eating plan. But instead of cutting carbs, they're cutting down on distracting notifications. Their app getting featured on platforms like Huberman Lab and New York Times tells me they have something that resonates with people.
Totally. It's like they're saying, hey, we've got your back. We want you to focus on what's actually important. And speaking of focus, I was looking into these URL pattern APIs you mentioned earlier. The technical details are kind of dense, but honestly, they sound like a game changer for web configurations. What do you think?
Yeah, the URL pattern API is intriguing. It's like giving developers a powerful toolkit for matching and manipulating URLs in web apps. Instead of just creating static links, you now have a way to make them dynamic, context-aware, and efficient. This could streamline how we manage everything online, from content delivery to secure access.
That's true. And for instance, with regex matchers, you can ensure that the URLs adhere to specific rules without writing a bunch of convoluted code. It's a more elegant solution, if you ask me. Plus, the automatic group prefixing, it's those little touches that can save developers from banging their heads against the wall.
Yeah, regex can be a nightmare if you're not careful. Idiomatic rules like segment prefixing can prevent so many errors and make the regex much easier to manage. It's like the difference between assembling IKEA furniture with and without the instructions.
Ha, perfect analogy. And think about scalability. When you extend this to large web services, having these policies simplifies how you bring uniformity across different parts or subsystems of online platforms. Therefore, developers are not reinventing the wheel for URL structures.
Definitely. And on the topic of policies, don't you think companies need to define clear guidelines on configurations and versions for internal use? I mean, we've seen horror stories of product rollouts gone wrong due to version mismatches or misconfigurations.
No doubt about it. It's like with those password rules that keep changing. One day it's okay to use password 123, the next it's a colossal security risk. Similarly, with software, setting a clear policy helps avoid such chaos and keeps things running smoothly.
And let's not forget stability. When you're building something like ClearSpace, where user trust is paramount, the last thing you want is an inconsistent experience due to misconfiguration. People need to feel that they can rely on your app without worrying about bugs or downtime.
Exactly. And this aligns perfectly with the new regulatory headlines we've seen, especially with stablecoins and digital finance. Companies need a strong foundation of policies to weather regulatory scrutiny and deliver high-quality products.
Oh, for sure. With things like the Genius Act and scrutiny over compliance, it's clear that a robust framework isn't optional. It's critical for survival. Whether it's ClearSpace or any other service, setting solid guidelines for tech configurations can make or break you.
Absolutely, Jack. Hey, speaking of survival, remember when Circle went IPO? The world went bananas. It's amazing how strategic policies and forward-thinking business models pushed them to such heights, despite the rocky regulatory landscape.
Yeah, and Circle's approach was meticulous. They didn't just innovate. They adhered to stringent policies, which cushioned them against the volatility and attracted investor confidence. This is what sets market leaders apart from the rest.
Couldn't agree more. It's clear that businesses serious about long-term impact will need to take these lessons to heart. Whether in finance, technology, or any other sector, aligning with clear, approved frameworks could be just what separates the legends from the footnotes in history.
Well said, Cor. Policies and frameworks might not be the sexiest part of tech, but they're absolutely crucial. Let's keep our eyes on how ClearSpace and others navigate these waters.
Will do, Jack. And maybe next time we can dive a bit deeper into some other emerging tech trends. Sounds good?
Definitely. Looking forward to it. So, Cor, this whole situation in Cordoba is pretty wild, right? Imagine one of your old classmates creating a virus and you just never knew about it.
Oh, absolutely, Jack. And the fact that the payload was a message condemning ETA without anyone knowing that detail is just mind-blowing. You know, it makes you think about the layers of secrecy in cybersecurity and how many stories must be buried beneath the surface.
Totally. And speaking of layers and secrecy, the digital forest idea is brilliant. It's like a gamified productivity tool that also contributes to reforestation. You've got this combination of staying focused, growing virtual trees, and actually helping the planet.
Right, and it's so smart. You get competitive, you share your progress, and at the end of the day, you're doing real-world good by earning coins that fund tree planting. It's the kind of innovation that combines tech with impact in a tangible way.
Exactly. And in a similar vein, Hive Digital Technologies made a strategic pivot in 2022 toward high-performance computing. What's fascinating is how this shift anticipated future trends that other companies are just starting to catch up to now.
Yeah, HPC is crucial, especially with the demand for faster processing and data analysis. The fact Hive reported revenue from this move so early on shows they had a solid foresight into industry needs that went beyond just increasing hash rate.
So the consolidation flagged by Galaxy in 2024, it sounds like it's creating a stronger, integrated industry as we move towards 2026. Mergers and acquisitions among mining companies can streamline operations and maybe lead to more robust and sustainable business models.
That's the idea. And then you've got the reserve management purchases, RMPs, which is kind of like stealth QE. By buying short-term treasury bills, they're stabilizing bank reserves under the radar. It's a fascinating move to ease money market stress without making a huge public splash.
And speaking of making moves, Ripple getting the green light from the Singapore Monetary Authority to expand XRP and RLUSD payments is huge. Singapore is a major financial hub, and this approval could set the stage for significant growth in crypto transactions in Asia.
And let's not forget earlier this year when RLUSD was integrated into Securitize's tokenization platform. Being able to swap for tokenized money market funds means investors have more flexibility and potentially safer ways to manage their assets.
It's all about creating broader accessibility and security in digital finance. Every step like this accelerates the pace at which traditional finance integrates with digital assets. It's like watching a new financial ecosystem evolve right before our eyes.
We're witnessing these transformative strategies across technology, finance, and sustainability all converging. It's an exciting time to see how these different domains are influencing each other and shaping our future.
Absolutely, Core. And these interconnected trends show the power of innovation across various sectors, whether it's combating cyber threats, enhancing productivity, speeding up computing, or evolving digital finance. The ripple effects are vast.
No pun intended. But yes, the synergy between the old and the new and how organizations adapt and evolve to drive progress in multiple areas is really fascinating.
Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of AI Unchained. We certainly covered a lot of ground, from the latest advancements in AI technology, the twists and turns in the tech business world, to some pretty lively political debates. There's no shortage of things to keep an eye on.
Absolutely, Jack. It's always a wild ride keeping up with how technology is reshaping our lives and the landscape of business and politics. We hope our listeners found our takes insightful and maybe even a little entertaining.
And hey, if you didn't agree with everything we said, that's okay too. We love a good debate. Remember, what makes this show great is the diversity of perspectives, and we're always here to challenge and push each other's ideas.
Speaking of debates, Jack, I still can't believe you think AI will replace all human jobs by 2030.
Oh, here we go. Look, I'm not saying it's for sure, but the possibility is there. It's important to discuss these things now so we're not caught off guard.
I get it. But let's save that argument for another episode.
Absolutely. And on that note, thank you to all our listeners for joining us today.
Yes, thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate your time and hope you gain some valuable insights from our discussion.
From big tech to big debates, it's always an adventure with AI Unchained.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us next time for more deep dives into the world of technology and beyond.
Take care, everyone. And as always, keep questioning and keep exploring.
See you next time on AI Unchained.